It's been a little more than 2 weeks since House Republicans unveiled their plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. Members of Congress from both sides of the aisle have lined up to blast it. Yet Speaker Paul Ryan says the House will vote on an updated version Thursday. Meanwhile, a liberal advocacy group in Wisconsin continues its fight against the GOP measure. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, the group claims the plan would lead to dramatic increases in health insurance premiums for many state residents.
Speaker Paul Ryan spent much of Tuesday selling the House GOP plan to replace the Affordable Care Act. The Wisconsin congressman has been at the center of the debate and urged colleagues to back the measure. Ryan says he's confident enough will when the House votes tomorrow.
At the end of the day, it really is a choice. Do you want to stick with the Obamacare status quo? Do you want to stick with the idea that we made a promise and we're not going to keep it? Or do we want to replace this bill with clearly a much, much better law?
Ryan is touting recent updates to the bill designed to make it more palatable for conservative critics. He says the proposal includes provisions they called for, such as a massive tax cut and the most pro-life legislation in years. Some of Ryan's political allies have come to his side, including Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, a longtime confidant. On Tuesday, he said the bill is moving in the right direction.
Obamacare is collapsing. That would be a disaster for the state and this nation if it continued. Plus, these are the promises the president, the members of the House and Senate made, was that they're going to repeal Obamacare. And I like the fact that they're making a series of changes that I think improve it.
But Ryan might not be able to rely on support from fellow Wisconsinites on Capitol Hill. Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner has spoken out in favor of a repeal, although he says it may evolve before it's final. The state's other GOP House members have not indicated whether they're on board. Meanwhile, in the Senate, Wisconsin's Ron Johnson sharply criticized the House bill yesterday. The Republican says he has a lot of problems with the measure the way it is currently written and doubts a replacement plan will pass this year. Also yesterday, a liberal-leaning group released numbers it hopes provide fodder for the critics. Citizen Action of Wisconsin's new report focuses on how the House replacement would impact premiums for older adults in the state. The study shows that in Milwaukee, the average 64-year-old pays about $1,500 per year under the ACA. If the replacement bill passes, premiums would jump to $11,000. Executive Director Robert Craig authored the report.
These numbers are striking and literally will cause a lot of low-income people in their 60s to have to go without health insurance or to choose between this and housing and food. The premiums are entirely unaffordable, and there's a dramatic difference.
Craig says the GOP replacement plan would hit older adults who are most susceptible to serious health issues the hardest. The state of Wisconsin is working on its own report. The Department of Health Services says it intends to determine what the replacement plan would mean for thousands of Wisconsinites who currently purchase health insurance through the ACA. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.